Regarding the four responsibilities, these are two aspects. One are the three kinds of dukkha, the dukkha, sankhara dukkha, and the viparinama dukkha, say the dukkha of just dukkha itself, the dukkha of things being of a compounded nature, and then the dukkha of separation. So are the three kinds of dukkha equivalent to fully understanding dukkha, anatta, and anicca? Anicca being impermanence. And two, is full understanding the First Noble Truth equivalent to full realization of the third? I'm unclear, because Nibbana equals ceasing anicca and anatta. When one understands all the nuances of dukkha, then that is, because all you need to do is see one thing. If you really understand dukkha, then anatta and anicca are apparent. Or if you understand anicca fully, then you'll get dukkha and anatta bit. And the same with you. So it's like it's a window for experiencing those characteristics of existence more fully and clearly. Full understanding of the First Noble Truth is certainly almost always the basis or the foundation a full realization of the third, that being the cessation of dukkha. That has to be qualified a little bit, because that full understanding is really a penetrative knowledge that is needed, rather than being immersed in dukkha and feeling one. Oh, I get it. There's a lot of dukkha, but it's like a real penetrative knowledge and understanding, but the reality is also is that the Nibbana doesn't actually make impermanence cease, or even anatta. Because those are just fundamental nature of things. And dukkha ceases in terms of an inner experience of dissatisfaction or dukkha in some way. And the actual reality of dukkha being a characteristic of existence is still present, but it's not creating a problem.